scripture is from John chapter 21, starting with verse 9 through 19, and that will be found on page 116. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus had appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the word of God for we, the people of God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Feed my sheep. Well, the scripture, like last week, contains both a commission and an empowerment. We all know Peter, the one who said the night that Jesus was in that upper room and that one of them at the table would betray him. And all the disciples were looking around at each other and saying, "Is it I? Is it I?" Peter had affirmed or declared that even unto the death, he would not forsake Jesus. Because Jesus said, "All of you will forsake me and flee." Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Before the cock crows, you'll have denied me thrice. You'll have denied me three times. The anguish that Peter wasn't listening to it then, but as they came in that Garden of Gethsemane and to take Jesus, and Judas Iscariot comes up and kisses Jesus, and the soldiers move in to restrain Jesus and capture him, and Peter steps forward and he pulls a sword out and he slices off the ear of one of the servants of the high priest. And Jesus picks up the ear, puts it back on the man, and heals him. And from that, we know that Peter and all of the others flee. But Peter stays outside where they're trying Jesus, either in the Sanhedrin with the high priest Caiaphas, and back and forth between Herod and or Pontius Pilate. And three times, in three separate instances, Peter is challenged or at least commented by others. Oh, isn't he a Galilean? Aren't you one of them? Don't you know Jesus? And he denied each and every time with increasing vehemence until the very last time when he makes a pledge or a promise. I know him not. And about that time, as some stories say, Jesus is being carried back to the Sanhedrin or over to Herod, but he's in the courtyard and he sees Peter as he's making that last denial, and the cock crows. Imagine the devastation that was in Peter. Last week we had in chapter 20 of John, we had Jesus appearing to the 10, the disciples in the upper room, and Doubting Thomas wasn't there. Just Thomas. We don't have to call him Doubting Thomas, because we probably wouldn't have believed it either. And he appears and he says, come, touch, see the wounds in my side and in my hands. And they believe. And they tell Thomas. And Thomas says, unless I see and touch, I will not believe. And then 8 days later, Jesus comes into that upper room, just like he had previous. And he says, Thomas, here, see, touch. And Thomas says, my Lord and my God, he believes. Well, Jesus in that upper room had told the disciples that as his Father had sent him, as he had been sent by God, Jesus was now sending them. And he breathed on them the Holy Spirit, and he sends them. So he commissions them and empowers them. And here in this reading, as Peter and the other disciples have gone back to their trade. They've gone back to fishing. Jesus has not ascended yet. It's still within those 50 days. And they've been fishing at night on the Sea of Galilee. And as they come back in towards the shore, as the day ends, and there's Jesus, and he's got a fire burning, and he's got fish, and he's got bread ready for them there. And when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Well, when Jesus is addressing Simon, son of John, that's a formal form of address. In other words, there's no mistake of which Simon he's intending. He is directing his question. Even though there are others there, he is questioning Peter himself singularly and very, very pronounced. He says, do you love me more than these? Now, the question is, does he love them more than these? Does Peter love Jesus more than everyone else there? Or does Peter love Jesus more than anyone else there or the lifestyle? In other words, because what Jesus is going to tell him to do is to take up his cross and follow him. He's going to be leaving all of these others, forsaking all of these others. Not that he loves them, that he doesn't love them, but he loves God, loves Christ more. The other phrase is when in the English language, you know, we have well, I love chocolate, I love cookies, I love Terry, and I love God. I'm telling the story here. If you didn't hear Terry, she said in reverse order, because I said cookies first, Terry, and then God. But I was coming up. That was my intent. Well, some of the translations read that the Greek word used by Jesus is apeo. The Greeks have several words that we would translate love, but they are essentially a graduation or a change in magnitude of love. Agapeo being the Christ-like love, the higher love. Phileo being a brotherly love, humanity, loving each other. Eros, the physical love. And there's one for family as well. Well, Jesus uses the agapeo in this case, or that's John's rendition of this. And Peter responds, "Lord, you know that I love you." Well, it's interesting when you read in the Greek, the commentators say the word that's used by Peter is phileo. So Jesus has said, "Do you love me? Love me with a higher love. Do you love me greater than these?" And Peter has responded, phileo. Now, is it because he realizes he just doesn't have that capacity yet? He doesn't want to say, "I love you," with that higher love, because he's already denied Jesus 3 times. Imagine, who's the last person to forgive you when you wrong somebody? Who's the last person to forgive you? Yourself. I mean, so many times I messed up and Mom always forgave me. It was the guilt that I carried myself. I'm the last person to forgive myself. Peter is this rock-like faith. Jesus has not given up on Peter. He's going to found his church on this rock-like faith. He's going to give Peter, he's already given Peter the keys to the church. And he doesn't want Peter to go off with that nagging thought in the back of his mind. Now, no place in there that does it say that, but I read that, and other commentators have done that. So, Jesus says, "Feed my lambs." Think about that. Feed my lambs. This is the first time. What are lambs? Baby sheep. So, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs is care for and nurture and provide and sustenance for these children of God. The second time he said to him, Son of John, do you love me? He uses agapeo again. He said to him, do you love me? And Peter replies, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he again uses phileo. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. Now the first one was feed my lambs, feed these children, as it were, of God. And now he's saying, tend my sheep. So the more mature, he's saying, but not just feed, he's saying tend. In other words, care, look out for them. And he says a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Jesus, John records that Jesus uses the phrase phileo at this point, the brotherly love. Now, is it because Jesus realizes that Peter can't get there, but he's willing to say, well, then, do you love me? To make it not so difficult for him. How terrible that had to have been for Peter, though, because Jesus has asked him 3 times, and he's responded. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. He's giving him an all-encompassing care for those young in the faith, those early ones in the faith. Tend those as they grow. Comfort, guide, shelter, nurture, and then feed my sheep as life goes on. And as they continue in their lives to feed them, Peter's been given a commission again. Just as Jesus had said in chapter 20, as the Father sends me, so I send you. I read this to see that Jesus is telling Peter that what had happened before in his denials has been neutralized. That with each one of those denials, Jesus has allowed Peter to reaffirm his love for Christ. To reaffirm that his affection and his loyalty is to Christ and to his mission. In verse 19, he says, the last words of that are, follow me. In 21, the last verses, the last word of that is, follow me. So, do you love Jesus? Do you love God? Do you love the Holy Spirit? Well, then, feed the lambs. Tend the sheep. Feed the sheep. Who are the sheep? Who are the lambs? Which one of you will tend and feed each of them? Which one of you need tending and feeding? Where are you in that? Are you like Peter? Are you like Thomas? Or are you like none of the others? You're like you yourself. You have a personal life and a relationship that you're starting just as Sydney, Christina, and Sierra McKenzie today will affirm. That walk began long years before when their parents at their baptism made promises and pledges and a covenant. And Jesus recognizes that. The Holy Spirit blesses that. God is reveling in the joy of that. And it's wonderful when we get to another stage in that, when they today, with their own voices and their own lips, confirm not what someone else has said for them, but what they, in fact, say for themselves. Feed the lambs. Tend the sheep. Feed the sheep. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Shalom.